22 years, Norman Bates is coming home.
They let him out.
He looks okay.
It couldn't happen again.
Psycho. Presenting Psycho 2, The Mystery Continues.
But if Norman Bates is crazy, there are a whole lot of people around here running him a close second.
He's slipping into insanity again. I can hear it in his voice.
Hello?
There's no one on the line.
He's all right now.
Sure it's all right if I stay at your motel?
I'm becoming confused again, aren't I?
Psycho 2.
I'm exhausted. I'm going to bed right after I take a shower.
What happened in that house last night?
It's all right, Mother.
Norman, your mother's dead.
It's starting again.
Psycho 2.
Norman, the sheriff would like to see you out at the swamp.
He's about to go over the edge, isn't he?
Hello? No, Mother. No, I won't do that. You can't make me.
Psycho 2, from Universal, rated R. Under 17, must be accompanied by a parent.
Mother?
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 Boulevard, and boy, it is strange out here. And Dave, is this not bizarre?
Well, this is the real thing, Paul. This
That's
is
right.
It. We're in line.
We're standing
in line.
We're
going to see the first showing.
Actually, at going to see the show. Oh boy, there are people. I'm surprised that we don't. Boy, there are people all around here, and here is our friend Bob Observatory, who saved our place. Bob, well, is it exciting?
No, not anymore. I'm waiting in line.
Hey, listen, I heard there was a problem with getting in. I mean, I heard that the wedding they had here caused a lot of the people that were waiting in line to be thrown back.
Yeah, they wanted everyone to go back around 50, 40, 70 feet.
Uh-huh.
And no, we didn't.
Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible. That messed everything up, huh?
Yeah, we've been waiting now about an extra 45 minutes to an hour.
Oh, boy. No good, no good. And I bet all the people out there that have been waiting here for a week or so that don't get in are going to be pretty mad, huh?
Well, if I can't get in and we're due in the next 15 or 20 minutes, I'll be very upset.
Well, how many seats are left, did you hear?
Under 300.
And, boy, we're almost there, though, Bob. We're just about there. And, by the way, this is playing 24 hours. Here's the show times. 12:01 a.m.
3 o'clock a.m.
6 o'clock a.m.
9 o'clock a.m.
12 noon.
3 o'clock p.m.
6 o'clock p.m.
And 9 o'clock p.m.
And then 12:01 a.m. all over again. And sorry, no passes, okay? Well, we're going to go inside now, and we're going to let you know what's going on outside after the movie. So stay on Paul Mac Presents, and thank you for calling.
I thought that I could instruct him just as well as Yoda. I was wrong. There is still good in him. He's more machine rather than man, twisted and evil.
I can't do it, Ben.
You cannot escape your destiny. You must face Darth Vader again.
I can't kill my own father.
Then the Emperor has already won. You were our only hope.
Yoda spoke of another.
The other he spoke of is your twin sister.
But I have no sister.
To protect you both from the Emperor, you were hidden from your father when you were born. The Emperor knew, as I do, if Anakin were to have any offspring, they would be a threat to him. That is the reason why your sister remains safely anonymous.
Leia. Leia is my sister.
Your insight serves you well.
If I had known, I would have waited since Wednesday.
I'll tell you, it was worth it. There are so many twists and surprises in this film, you are not going to believe it.
The credits are showing.
The first official screening of Star Wars, The Return of the Jedi. Listen.
Incredible.
Was it not fantastic and spectacular, Dan?
It was fantastic and spectacular.
Bob, what did you think?
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
It's unanimous.
Let's get out and interview some of the people. Right here.
Greatest.
How was the movie?
The best. The best of the three yet.
The best of the three?
The best of the yet.
Yeah, easily.
Most visual, good story, good conclusion.
Ewoks.
It's great.
Ewoks.
It had some surprises. I couldn't believe it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of surprises.
Yeah. Hey, well, thanks for talking with us.
No problem.
All right, take it easy. How was it?
Great.
Great?
It was best of all three.
Wasn't it something?
Yeah.
You never suspect the end. You never suspect the climax.
Outstanding. Oscar winner.
Oscar winner. You heard it right
there. Yeah.
I saw the first one 7 times, I saw the second one 4 times, and I don't doubt that I'll see this one 9.
Okay, thanks for talking with us. All right.
I thought it was a piece of garbage, and I can't believe I waited that long to see it.
You didn't like it?
I didn't like it one bit, and this is the first Star Wars movie that I can say that about.
Okay.
I thought the others were wonderful, this one was trash.
Thank you. Well, you heard it there. Mixed
what
opinions.
What conflicting views.
Mixed opinions right there,
conflicting
ladies and
gentlemen. Views.
And I want to tell you, this. Let's wait around for some more, Dave, because we certainly got some
here
more
happy
people
couple.
Out here.
Can we have
how
some
was
opinions?
It? How was it?
It was great.
It's great.
Thanks
that was fantastic.
Incredible.
Professional comments here. This film was great. This film was great. It had great editing, which is what I do. I'm an editor. The film with really good pacing in it. Story-wise, they let a little bit too much leak out, but I think it's going to hold up. Part 1 is going to be great, because they're going back and doing 1, 2, and 3 now, then 7, 8, and 9.
This isn't the end, then.
Oh, no, not at all, man. This is the middle trilogy. Lucas, he had to pick. He had Episode 1, Episode 4, and Episode 7 to choose from to decide on which one to start the thing off on. And he chose 4 because he felt that Star Wars had the most action in it. And we get sort of the same thing they're doing with Raiders. You know, they did Raiders. Now they're doing Indiana Jones and the Temple of Death. And they're going to do prequels, you know, because they had to pick, you know.
So how was it?
It was good, but I didn't like the ending. I thought it was
like
a little screwball.
Were you disappointed that they all get together like that, really?
I was disappointed about Vader.
Were you really?
Yes, I was.
It's not like a villain to turn good,
I'm in love with Vader.
Yeah.
I'm in love with the Empire.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't like seeing it all destroyed.
So now what happened to the villains?
There's none left.
I can't believe it.
I'm hoping Luke will turn to the dark side.
Well, Connie Grant, what did you think of the film?
I thought it was the best of the three.
Did you really?
I thought it was very exciting. I enjoyed the new characters. There's a tremendous amount of enthusiasm there. There's
right.
Many great elements in this film that were a surprise to me.
What? Yeah.
A lot of good humor.
Yeah. So you think you're going to plug this a lot on Channel 5, huh?
Well, I'm not saying I'm going to plug it a lot there. I'll certainly
certainly give it a lot of
coverage.
I'll say
that I enjoyed it,
yeah.
And we're doing a film now that is for Mr. Lucas and 20th Century Fox. The reactions that we're getting now will be seen around the world.
That's great.
What do you think about the fact that they're going to go to parts one, to go back to parts one now and talk about what caused Luke's father to become Darth Vader?
I hadn't really thought about that. I really just enjoyed the film so much. I've dreamed like everybody else.
Thank you, Mr. Graham, for talking with us.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Well, it was really interesting, and I want to tell you, Dave and I had a lot of good fun down there, didn't we, Dave?
Yes, we did. That's fantastic that you got some of the responsible interviews you
That's right. Was
particularly
it
with Mr. Grant.
Was it not fantastic, Dave?
It was fantastic.
That's fantastic. We were a little excited, by the way. That did contribute a little bit to opening night because there was so much crowds and so many people, we couldn't even hear the soundtrack half the time.
Yeah, it was pretty well drowned out by all the excitement in the crowd.
Dave, interviewing you now, what do you think of the film on the whole, from a scale of 1 to 10?
Well, I was sure glad I was there, particularly for the first showing. I give it a 10 and a half, an 11, a 12, a 15, a 20.
Right, I see.
I want to see it again, Paul. I want to see it again and again and again.
We're on our way tonight, as a matter of fact, if we can just get this tape over with. So shall we go, Dave?
Well, let's go, Paul.
Let's run the rest of the comments and the rest of the tape and get out of here.
Good deal.
Let's do it.
Return to a galaxy far, far away. The next chapter in the continuing Star Wars saga. Return of the Jedi.
Is Darth Vader my father?
Return of the Jedi. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
We're talking about Richard Gere and his new movie, Breathless. He's slick, wired, and off the wall. He's got to get to L.A., get his money, get his girl, and get to Mexico. He'll break rules, he'll break laws, and he'll break your heart. Richard Gere, Breathless, from Orion Pictures, rated R, under 17, not admitted without parent.
Yes, this is Jeff from North Hollywood. I recently saw The Return of the Jedi. On the whole, it was an excellent movie for fans of action and or science fiction films. It, of course, is the third installment in the first Star Wars trilogy, and as such resolves many of its conflicts from the first two films. Its plot centers around the last of the Jedi, Luke Skywalker, who must confront his father, Darth Vader, who long ago was seduced by evil. Luke's main hope is to turn Vader around to good. However, Vader, in turn, is controlled by the Emperor, the very personification of evil. It is the Emperor's will to convert Luke to his side by using Vader. The best scenes in the movie are those between Luke, Vader, and the Emperor. Of course, the usual characters are still there, Princess Leia, Han Solo, Chewbacca, Lando, Obi-Wan, and Yoda. They all play important roles in the movie, but their characters seem to revolve around Luke's. The acting in the movie was excellent. Each actor seems to have meshed into their character after so many years of playing them. The movie itself contained several technical and visual inaccuracies, and it resolved its plot conflict superficially, but still the movie was exciting, interesting, and fun. And on a scale of 1 to 10, I'll give it an 8. This has been a comment from Jeff from North Hollywood.
Ken from Van Nuys here. I'm sure you all are desperate to hear about my UA theater boycott that's been mentioned on other lines. Well, let me give you a quick background of it here. Besides their higher prices, although the other theaters' prices aren't so great either, the UA theaters do not care about their customers. The example that I'm giving everybody is when I asked for a number to call for further information when I went to the theater, because they didn't have one like most other theaters did. And they gave me a number, and so a couple days later when I needed to call them and ask them something, I called the number, and I reached a payphone in the front of the theater, and when the moviegoer answered, tried to get an employee to speak, they refused even after I told them that they gave me this number. So I'm not going there anymore, but what I suggest for you people is to go there and ask for a number for further information. If they completely refuse you, or if they give you a number and you check it, it's a payphone number, go up there and say, you know, well, if that's the way you treat us customers, you know, you won't even let us talk to the people we're paying, then just forget it. I'm not coming back. And for goodness sakes, don't go see a movie because they'll, you know, that won't work. if they give you a number and it's not a payphone number, be sure to do this now. Go up there, thank the employee who gave you the number and see a movie, for goodness sakes, because if you don't, they'll start wondering. Now, a note here. I don't have anything against the employees themselves. It's the way that they are told to operate. At least I assume that's why they are not giving the number out. It's the way they are told to operate that bugs me. And I want to hurt the theater itself. Don't take it out on the employees, okay? We're using the employees to relay this information to the management, and maybe they'll learn their lesson. Okay? Okay. That's all. Goodbye for now.
Don't forget, leave comments on Fridays and Saturdays. Thanks for calling. This tape now repeats.